we've gone deep into the archives to bring you
some liquid gold.
This is the Rush Hour Vault.
March 17, 2015.
Zach Tui on the rooftop with JB.
Well, of course he is, and it's relevant with St. Patrick's Day. A very, very proud Irishman, Zach. Because we've got our little man, Irish, who's a part of our digital network.
Part of the website.
That's thanks, JB.
Hello to you, Irish.
Hello to you.
And hi, we've Irish. Got, of course, Zach, who's a very proud Irishman. Now, Bill and I were in the planning meeting earlier and decided that nothing's funnier than two Irishmen having a conversation. Because you can't understand a bloody word they say. So what we've decided to do, as the wind comes pounding into the rooftop here, is we've given both Irish and Zach a copy of the lyrics of one of the most famous Australian songs ever written by Jimmy Barnes and Cole Chisel called K-San. Yep.
The unofficial Australian anthem.
That's it. Yeah. And we thought we'd get the boys to read it line by line and see how an Irish one sounds.
Or even sing it a bit.
I think probably read it might be better. All right, so Zach, you get right in on that mic. And Irish, we might get you to get us started. Here we are, two Irishmen speaking the great words of K-San.
I left my heart to the sappers around K-San.
And my soul was sold with my cigarettes to the black market man.
I've had the Vietnam cold turkey.
Is that any good? From the ocean to the Silver City.
And it's only other vets could understand.
About the long forgotten dockside guarantees.
And how there were no V-Day heroes in 1973.
And we sailed into Sydney Harbour.
Saw an old friend but couldn't kiss her.
She was lined. And he was home to Lucky Land.
Very well done. Hey, Sam!
I've never heard it sound like that before.
It'll rocket to number one now, Jack. Well, that is unbelievable.
I've Irished that up for your laugh.
Absolutely. So where are you from in Ireland? What part of Ireland?
I'm from a place called Laois.
Which is
right in the middle.
Right in the middle?
Yeah. Right in the middle,
how far is that from you, Irish?
I don't know. That's
3 hours.
Oh, not even.
So, yeah. 2 hours to the way, to the east.
What do you say when you meet an Irish bloke? What do you say?
How's it going? How long are you here?
No, in Irish! You idiot!
What visa are you on? No, Cunas a Tartu.
It's how we end up. Tom Egomar.
Ah.
It's all the Irish I remember. Don't go and leave it there.
He said, how are you? He said, good things.
Why don't you go and get, you know.
And where's the Vegemite?
That's it.